Hello, human. You've scheduled an in-home visit with the Meta Clinic down the street. I'm Dr. Aziel, if you remember me. Yes, I'm glad. We really enjoyed your visit last time. And as our only human patient, I made sure to be the same physician attending you this time as well. After all, we want to make sure we provide our top quality care to you. It says you needed a aura realignment. Is everything okay from your last treatment? You look to be recovering well so far from here, but how about we take a closer look, shall we? Do you have an area that we could sit down and perhaps you could lay your head in my lap? We could get comfortable? Yes, it does help. Couch, excellent. There we go. Now lay your head down. There. Are you comfortable? There you go. Now don't worry. I'll take care of everything for you. Now, on the form it says you prefer no biting, no tentacles, no claws, the usual, of course. So we will stick to light massages and perhaps a little tongue if you're okay with it, if it's not too much to ask. Okay, we'll get to that if we need to. Also, don't worry about payment. Your last visit, you left plenty of emotional credit on your account, so this visit is completely free. Now, let me investigate and look over your aura. Yes. You're recovering nicely, but I think, yes, you could use a little bit of an adjustment. Not too bad, though. That's what we're here for, though. We'll have you fixed up right as rain in no time. We'll start on this side of your head. I know we didn't have much time to talk last time, but did you have any questions for me? Any questions as to our other services? Differences between demons and humans. Well, we live technically until we're killed. Our skin is a lot tougher. My skin is rather rough and leathery. I mean, yours is all soft and a bit like a peach, I think. I've got these horns. You don't have horns. Claws. Tail. Some of us have wings. You eat food for nourishment. That whole metabolism thing, we don't do that. All of our consumption, we consume emotions. It's a little meta, I suppose, but it's okay. We're used to it. That's how we evolved. Or how we were created. It was so long ago. Who can remember? Hmm. And then, wow. The other differences. We don't let little things upset us. Things like friendships breaking apart, or who said this, or who did that. In a few hundred years, we're just going to forget anyway. So, you know, what's it matter? I mean, human, as much as I like you, and as much as I'm going to savor every moment we have together, in a few hundred years, I'm not going to remember you. I'm sorry. That's just how we demons are. I mean, unless, you know, I store your soul in a crystal for all of eternity and hang it around my neck. But, you know, why would I do that? You're just too precious. Your is already looking better. Isn't it? Is it feeling good? Feels good on your hair, at least, doesn't it? Your hair is so smooth and soft. And your scalp is so... I don't even know what the word for it is. Let's change sides, shall we? What do you think of all of this? Demons and humans mingling and all these other creatures roaming around. I mean, it's gotta be different, doesn't it? I suppose so. Interesting, certainly a good word for it. Exciting, yeah. Oh, I was wondering, the modern music you have up here, concerts and such, are those happen regularly, don't they? You wouldn't be interested in possibly going to one to some time with me, would you? I really have no idea what's popular, or even I've never actually listened to anything like that stuff before. I mean, it's sort of something that trickles down from, you know, the heavens, so. You would? I would really like that. Thank you, human. A date? Then we would have to get dinner, too, wouldn't we? And, what would that entail? Food. Oh my. Well, I tried some pizza. It had this weird fruit-like substance on it. I'm not sure what to make of it. I enjoyed the meat. The sauce was a little sweet. I think I would have to try this pizza again. Perhaps with you. Italian. Well, if you recommend it, then I'm sure it's wonderful. No, normally I wouldn't get close to any of my clients like this, but my curiosity's been rather piqued. And I would like to get to know human culture a bit more. So, it's a bit of a professional interest, as well as a personal interest. And if I'm to admit completely honestly, I think it might go a long way towards the whole integration of demon and human cultures, because the stares I get when I go out, yes, they're not too kind at times. There we go. Your aura's doing pretty well now. Ah, and if we were dating, I might give you free alignments. There. That's not too bad. Now, let me take a good look at you. Yes. You're doing pretty well right now. How do you feel? I think we can do a little better now, don't we? Yes. Just a little bit better. Get in there. Clean that out. Well, this is a house call, isn't it? And I do like to perform full service house calls. Especially with such a fascinating human. Now, what more can I do to help you feel better? Perhaps complimentary ear cleaning. Perhaps, well, This is my last house call of the night. Perhaps we could just lay here on your couch and get to know each other. That one sounds good, doesn't it? After all, how often do you get to use the lap of a former succubus as a pillow, Not very. Even among my clients, it's pretty rare. And among the other meta-doctors, I don't know any that would do it. That would make you extremely rare and extremely precious. Doesn't it? It does. The most precious. And what about you makes you so precious? Well, if I had to name something, I would have to say your individuality. You are unique among our experiences. You may be one in a million, or there may be millions like you among humans, but for our experiences, you're just unique. And that makes you worth everything. Everything. And we would do anything for that. Especially me. You see, I have a bit of an obsession with unique experiences. And you have been the most unique experience I have ever found. Such a delicious and wonderful experience. I wonder how long it'll last as an experience. I want to experience you all the rest of your life. I wonder if work will let me do that. I don't think they will. Didn't I promise you an ear cleaning? I should probably do that, shouldn't I? Let's see. Here we are. Let's see. All that gunk out of there. It's not too bad. Yeah. Dr. Aziel will get you and clean. Normally we only do this for our lycanthrope patients because, you know, bats and flea medicine and, you know, ear mites. But for you, I think this this is a little special, wouldn't you agree? A little extra intimate. Experience. I hope you enjoy intimate experiences like this. I know I do. Nice and up close and personal. Switch ears. Get this one nice and clean. Yeah. See if we can make this one a little bit more intimate. Doesn't hurt now, does it? Have you ever thought of commingling with a demon like me before? Before all this, that is. Now, your ears are nice and clean, your aura is adjusted, and now all that's left to do is snuggle for the rest of the night. Just the two of us alone here in the night. It's not like you're seeing anyone, are you? You are? Oh, you're seeing me right now. Well, is that what humans call romance? I think that's perfect for the middle of the night. Just you and me. Just relax then. Relax. And don't worry about anything. I'll be here for you. I'll be here all night. You can let your breathing slow. Your cute little heartbeat slow. Your worries melt away. Your delicious, delicious feelings just fade away. And every care in the world can just disappear. Because I'm here for you. Dr. Haziel is here for you. And I've got you. I've got you in my hands. And I won't let anything happen to you. My precious human. Nothing. Nothing at all. I'm not sure if I mentioned this before, but you have such an enticing flavor. I can protect you from others, and I'll maintain my professionalism and composure as long as I can, but if we have too many experiences together, and if we spend too much time together, I'm afraid I might do something a little rash, human. I may drink a little too deeply from you during one of our alignment sessions. But I suppose that might be a risk you're willing to take, isn't it? In order to get the most pleasure you can as well. I know I'm perfectly willing to risk it. But I have to consider your feelings too, don't I? And yours are the more precious ones. I'm practically immortal, but you're like a candle flickering in the wind. And if I were to blow you out accidentally, I'm not sure I could live with myself after that. It would be a torture worthy of, well, the lowest levels. Even right now, though, I'm having a hard time not taking a little taste. Oh, I think I just did. Maybe a little more. At this rate, you might not wake up a whole human. I'd better at least leave enough of you so that you can remain yourself, hadn't I? Just a little more, though. It's a good thing you're asleep now. I don't think you'd let me do this if you were awake. Maybe one more little taste, and then I'll behave. I am definitely keeping you around, human. And then, when you're no longer human, I think I might just have to encase your soul in a gem and keep you for the rest of eternity. That, I think, would be for the best for both of us. But for now, get your rest. We have a date coming up, after all, don't we?